بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned a scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, when the disbelievers, those who had rejected or not believed in life after death, will be made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will pose a question to them that أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ. Is this life not a reality? Is this life not true? And they will be constrained to reply, قَالُوا بَلَا وَرَبِّنَا, that indeed by our Lord, this life is a reality, it is true. In other words, they will then realize, their eyes will open, and they will realize that there is, or rather there was a life after death. It was not just a life in this world. But of course, at that point in time, it will be too late. They will not be able to do anything to now please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's lesson, continuing with the same discussion, Allah now says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ, that those who denied the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَسِرَ, will find themselves at a complete and total loss. In other words, when they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, they will realize that there is nothing that they have sent forth for the next life. In this world, they lived under the impression that there was no life after death, there would be no accountability, there would be no darul jaza, no jannat, jahannam, and therefore they didn't make any effort in that regard. They did not send forth any good deeds. And when they will now stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will not have anything, any bargaining tool, or anything by which they could earn their salvation. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً, Allah says, when the hour comes to them suddenly. Qiyamah here is called as-sa'ah, the hour. This word as-sa'ah in Arabic refers literally to 1 hour, 60 minutes, or it refers to just a moment, just a few seconds. And the day of Qiyamah is called as-sa'ah. Why? لِسُرْعَةِ الْحِسَابِ, because hisab, accountability, according to some riwayat, will take place very quickly. Although other narrations mention the day of Qiyamah will be very lengthy, yet there are those narrations which mention that hisab, accountability itself, will be very quick. Why? Because, or rather, so that these people will not, rather they will be taken to the fire of Jahannam very quickly. There will be no chance for them to make any excuses or to look for an escape route. It will happen very fast and they will find themselves in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah says when the hour comes to them, in other words, the day of Qiyamah comes to them, baghtatan. Baghtatan means very suddenly, without any warning. Of course, we know from the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam how many signs of Qiyamah have been mentioned, the minor signs, thereafter the major signs. And this will precede the day of Qiyamah by many, many years. Well before the day of Qiyamah, a person will know that the signs of Qiyamah have come, have arrived. So what does it mean that Qiyamah will come suddenly? For these people, despite the signs coming to them in this world, they didn't take heed. They did not see it as signs of Qiyamah. They did not even believe in the reality of Qiyamah. So for them, when the day of Qiyamah comes, it will be sudden. It will be a shock that comes to them. قَالُوا, now they will say, يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا, that how severe or how deep is our regret that we had fallen short in this worldly life. وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ, and they will be carrying their evil deeds on their backs. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ, Allah says, أَلَا, listen, سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ, how evil is that which they will be carrying on their backs. In other words, these evil deeds that they had accumulated and built up in this worldly life will be an evil, a very detrimental burden that these people will be carrying on the day of Qiyamah. And here also, Mufassirin explain a very deep point. This particular word, Ya Hasratana, in the Arabic language, the word Ya is known as Harfun Nida. It is a term that is used to address somebody that is living. In other words, if you are addressing a person, you are speaking to someone, then you'll call him by his name and you'll use this particle, Ya, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abdullah, Ya Ibrahim, and so forth. But the word hasra refers to regret. Regret is something intangible. It is not something that has life. And therefore, according to language and grammar, it is not correct to use this particle, Ya, which you generally use to address someone who is living, and then to speak to regret, hasra, which is an emotion. So technically this is not a correct address. You cannot say, oh regret. You cannot call out to regret because it is not something that has life. But here Allah says that they will use this phrase, Ya Hasratana. Why? Because the regret will be so real as though it is in the form of a person standing in front of them. This is how much of regret, how severe the regret will be, as though it has a bodily form and it has life and they are now addressing it. That, oh, our regret over the fact that we made tafreet, we fell short in this worldly life, we didn't work for the akhirat, and they will have these evil deeds that they will be carrying with them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reality of the worldly life, that وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Allah says the worldly life is nothing but play and amusement. And we know what is the meaning of this comparison, that when it comes to play, amusement, entertainment, then while a person enjoys himself, he takes great joy in his entertainment. But when it comes to an end, then it is accompanied with a sense of regret, a sense of despondency. We know a person goes for a holiday, or it is a long weekend, he takes the family out, they are gone somewhere. And then on that Sunday evening, they are returning home. And as he is driving back home, in his mind now he is preparing mentally for work the next day. The children have to go back to school. And that feeling of despondency sets in, that our holiday is over. And all of the activities and the entertainment and whatever else we had enjoyed has now come to an end. It has become something distant in our mind. We can't even taste that sweetness or that enjoyment any longer. And now we have come back to reality and come back to life. So Allah says the worldly life is exactly like this. It is la'ibun walahun. It is play and amusement. There will be enjoyment. A person will take joy in it. But this will be short-lived. It will be temporary. And when it comes to an end, then it will be accompanied with that sense of disappointment, of despondency. Person will feel down that now it has come to an end. وَلَلْدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. And the hereafterly abode, this is better for those who have taqwa, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this again, Allah is appealing to our logic, to our understanding, that insan understands that something which is everlasting, something which is forever, has to be better than something which is temporary and short-lived. This worldly life is temporary, it will come to an end. The bounties of this world are also short-lived. A person has a new car, he buys the car, but he doesn't have any guarantee how long he will use that car also. But in the akhirat, in the other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the people of Jannah will enter, then إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. They will be given a guarantee that now you are entering Jannah, and the bounties and the blessings of Jannah will never come to an end. In other words, they will be there forever and forever and forever. And the second guarantee they will be given is you also will not pass away. In other words, you will have life forever. So the bounties will be there forever. Your life will be forever. You will be able to enjoy these bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is appealing to our logic. Thereafter Allah ends the verse by saying, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not understand? So again Allah is appealing to the logic, to the understanding, to the intellect that He has given insan and the Quraysh, the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, that you have aqal, you have understanding. Allah has blessed you with your intellect, unlike the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, animals, insects, birds, so on and so forth. Allah has given insan aqal, understanding, intellect. And therefore Allah is saying, use your understanding, use the intellect we have given you, and make the right choice. The choice where you understand that the life after death, the life of the next world is the reality. This will be forever, this will be everlasting. And thereafter you should make an effort to ensure that you secure your akhirat. Why a person lives in this world, ulama explained, and we've heard this many times, that make an effort in this world for the duration of your stay in this world. Person will be here 60, 70, 80 years. If he's very fortunate, Allah gives him life 90, 100 years. But there's nothing much beyond that. And the akhirat, a person will be living forever and ever and ever. So as much effort we make for our life in this world, we can imagine how much more effort we should make for our life in the akhirat. Allah give us correct understanding and tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.